had a woman tell me at the gym the other day. Well, actually, two interesting stories about it. You remember it was, well, same woman that got the bad underwear that time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember her? Deanna. Yeah. Deanna. If you missed that, she told us at the gym one day, this is 6 months ago, that she had been out for like 2 weeks because normally she just buys regular cotton panties, but she accidentally bought some with something in the panty that didn't agree with her. And she got a terrible rash and had to go to the doctor. The doctor said, you got to throw all your panties away and start fresh with new, just regular cotton panties.
But I like that she shared this with everybody as you were waiting for your class to start.
She's real talky.
That's always going to be my favorite image, is her sharing this with a group of people who are like, what the?
And you're stretching in the background, trying to, breaking your neck, trying to listen to lady talk.
Lady talk. She's kind of like, you know how Barry up in HR will tell a story out of nowhere. You know, like at the time he was on, he was high on something and driving in California. Oh, he'd taken a couple of edibles.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, yeah, the woman had just said, I am originally from California, the Bakersfield area. He goes, I drove through there stoned one time. Everybody's like, oh, that's Barry for it. You know, the other thing he'll do is, now Barry will come up with something. We'll be sitting there, just out of nowhere, he'll go, you remember when there was that guy that murdered his whole family over here behind the Walmart?
Yeah, it took each of them one by one outside and cut their head off. What?
It was a Tuesday. Somehow he knows every day and every date.
1998 on the Tuesday.
Then he wore each of their skins like a suit into the Walmart. What?
I'm just trying to write my put up or shut up.
He'll do that. He does that at the gym too. Yeah. And there'll be like 20 people around. I go, Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember.
Anyone remember when that guy kidnapped that mayor? What? I think class is about to start.
He does.
Yeah, he held him for 38 days. Sexually assaulted him multiple times. What does this have to do with anything?
We share a lot, but out of nowhere like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, Deanna was saying she heard about my dog throwing up that sock, and she said she has a Bernedoodle also, and she's the one that said you got to be aware of socks and underwear. Because recently she had had her Bernedoodle swallow some underpants, and she was out in her yard and she was having people coming over to do some landscaping, and she noticed that the dog had defecated and there were some pink frilly underwear parts in the poop.
In the pink panty club.
Yep, she's in the pink panty club, and she had to go over and scoop it up real fast and said, oh boy, that's bad news. That's bad. She also had bats living in her... like behind the chimney in the attic. And
that's trouble.
That's what I was thinking about Cecil the bird. She had a colony of bats.
And you can't kill a bat either.
And that's what it was. That
you can't even extricate them from your house, right? You have to wait until...
time. Yeah. They had to live there for like 6 months.
To the young leave or something, right?
Yeah. Yes. Here's something interesting about bats that the guy told her. They got rid of the colony. And she said, first of all, her house backs up to what's known here as the bog garden, which is
natural area.
And yet they had never had any mosquitoes ever. Well, it's because the bats were eating all the mosquitoes. Now she has mosquitoes. She didn't have them before because the bats were taking care of all that.
Crazy.
And when they were living in her, literally like in her walls, and she could hear them fluttering, and that's why they called animal control. They figured out it was bats. They could not get the bats out of there until a certain time of year. And when she really knew there was a problem, she was going up to the attic to put something away. And at the bottom of the attic stairs was a dead adult bat and a dead child bat, like a little bat. And listen to this. The person in animal control told her, mostly when it's bats, it's a colony of all females because they take their young and raise them, just the women. So there are female bats, like hundreds, with their little baby bats. And if a baby gets out of where it's not supposed to be, the mom will go with it and will literally die trying to save that bat. So the two at the bottom of the stairs, the mom stayed with it because she couldn't help it. And both starved to death right there at the bottom of the stairs. Is that beautiful or is that beautiful? That's how it should be. You know what? I'm going to stay.
Take a lesson.
Take a lesson.
From the bat.
Exactly. I'm going to stay with my human, my baby. I don't care what happens.
Sir, this is a Trader Joe's. Are you going to check out or not?
I'm supposed to ask you what you got planned for the rest of the day.
I told him that story over at Trader Joe's.
There's a dead baby bat and a dead mama bat
right there at the bottom of the stairs.
That's how you know it's a mama bat, because right. The males don't care.
And the guy's like, you've got to go. I don't really want to know about the... That's the thing. They don't really want to know about the rest of your day.
Typical father move, too.
Yep.
Yeah. The baby will be fun. I'm going to go check on it. That's fine. Just leave it.
100% right.
It's like that wild knot guy. What's his name? Nick Cannon?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I've done my job here.
Once you impregnate, you're done. I mean, that's how fathers think. And exactly. You just go and that's it.
Well, you know, I guess we're lucky that your friend, White Panty Diana.
Deanna,
excuse me.
Not her real name.
I'm sorry. I just couldn't remember.
So you could do either one. You could say okay. Diana or Deanna because I try to protect her identity.
I get it.
Yeah.
But we're fortunate that she's not pregnant because Kelly and I have a friend, and Biggie, I don't think you've ever met her, but she was pregnant and bats were living in her house. They couldn't live in the house.
They'd leave.
Because the guano is toxic to, like, the fetus.
They were out of that house for...
They had just moved in, right?
Yes.
And discovered bats.
Shortly after moving in. Yeah. Don't you get that on a walkthrough? Wouldn't you think not like that the inspector would catch 200 bats living
in a colony?
A colony of bats.
They don't had get the, this man started start, on home inspectors.
Inspections. He doesn't like them. I feel like they were out of that house for at least 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
And it cost him a ton of money. And, you know, as usual, the bat was protected. Let's go to Andy, who knows something about bats as well. Go ahead, Andy.
So my brother was in a fraternity at UNC Chapel Hill, and this has been about 30 years ago. And him and a bunch of his idiots in one of these old houses, they found bats in the attic. Mm-hmm. So, you know, 19, 20-year-old fraternity boys, they decided to take care of them themselves with some aerosol cans and lighters and tennis rackets and all other manner of ill-conceived mayhem. And they ended up burning one, pinned it to a door with a note warning the other bat. Well, someone found out about this, and the Humane Society came in, and they got in trouble. And my brother, it was the public relations person of this group of miscreants, and he ends up on TV, hungover, no shirt on, talking about why they killed the bat. And about 30 of these guys had to go through the rabies vaccination rounds.
Oh God.
Because they had burned the bats and they couldn't be tested.
Oh my God. That sounds like a bunch of college
man
suckers.
What a legendary story.
Jeez, yeah. What's your brother doing now? I'm sure he's got a great job now. I'm sure he's a lawyer or something. Right.
He's a developer, and he builds commercial construction.
There you have
okay.
it. There you have it. He's gone on to do great things after the bat incident. Great story, Andy.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much. There's a Heidi Klum story today. It's like soft copy meets health report and animals. Heidi Klum and her husband are going through a months-long parasite and worm cleanse right now.
Oh, no.
It's popular because it's being done on TikTok. But some doctors are saying,
no,
don't do this.
What? How does one do this?
They're saying, don't. Heidi Klum, you're a fan.
Yes, I am.
And her husband.
She's a rocket.
They're going through a worm and parasite cleanse that takes a couple of months, believing it's something everyone should do. She got the idea from social media and admitted, I'm not sure what's going to come out of me during this process.
What does one do? Do you drink? Do you eat?
Mm-hmm. Herbs, clove, papaya seeds are part of the cleanse, along with several different things that she'll be taking. And she says that it will cleanse her whole body. Experts say there's no proof of that whatsoever. And some of the ingredients in the cleanser are wormwood, clove oil, and high-dose turmeric that can cause health risks if you take them too much.
I don't know, yeah.
And she and her husband are doing this.
Hmm.
She is.
Do you think he wanted to?
I do not.
Honey, I saw this online. We need to do this.
I do not.
I mean, it's Heidi Klum. You're married to Heidi Klum.
Yeah, you probably got to go along with her.
You do what she says.
She probably has such crazed fans that they'll happily go through her stool to look for worms. She's not going to do it. She's a super season Project Runway is about to come out, so you'll see more of Heidi.
Is that right?
That's like the ultimate test, too.
Yeah.
Where you're married to the gorgeous person, but they're like, I want us to put parasites in our body.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, is that the deal breaker on no matter how hot she is, you're like, it's going to eat my liver. Yeah. I can't do this.
Would you go through her stool?
Yeah.
I mean, if you
Heidi?
You have to do it. She the one that had the, she told the story about having a guy put his wiener in the popcorn.
Yeah, the popcorn trick.
I thought so.
That's Heidi.
The popcorn trick from the movies where she went out with a guy and she was asked on a podcast, like, what's the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you on a date?
And what is the most cringe thing a guy has ever done to get your attention?
They put their wiener in the popcorn box. They hold the popcorn box and you just keep eating. And all of a sudden I was like, yes, there was more in the popcorn box as it was sitting on his lap. Dug a hole in the bottom, shoved his little wiener sausage through it. And as I'm munching down, yes.
Wiener in popcorn box.
I love the way she says wiener sausage.
Yeah, and she wasn't that put off. She finished the date.
That guy is a legend, probably amongst everyone he knows, because if I was him, I'd tell everybody I did that.
I would too. I'd be like,
that's my wiener sausage she's talking about.
I did the...
She calls it little, but still I did it.
Yeah, doesn't matter really, does it?
I took Heidi to the movies.
So. Yeah, that's right. And then she laughed about it.
I thought it was funny. It made me laugh. Like no one had ever done that to me before and never anyone after again.
Oh, was it hard or soft?
I mean, let's call it chubby.
Medium.